Chapter 11. The flight back to CERN was quiet, and I could tell that the girls had seen the herd run after the ship, too. We were so close to getting the Hadron Collider up and running, though, and I knew we didn't have time to waste focusing on yet another possible herd attack. I put my head in my hands and tried to reason with myself. Even if the herd tried to attack us, there was no way they could follow our scent all the way from Geneva to CERN. The spacecraft was far too fast for them to follow. It was just impossible. At least it should be. I tried not to think about all the ways the dinosaurs had proven their intelligence over the past few weeks. I used to think they wouldn't team up to slay all traces of humanity, and that theory had been quickly proven wrong. At this point, anything was possible.
"You think they're following us?"
Kat said. I looked at the pretty soldier to my right, and she was tapping her foot restlessly. "I don't know," I admitted. "I thought they were, but there's no way they could track us all the way back to CERN."
"I'm sure they couldn't,"
Becca chimed in.
"I know they have a good sense of smell and everything, but that's just crazy."
The gorgeous blonde didn't sound confident as she spoke, and she bit her lip as she sat back in her seat and stared straight ahead. "We need to focus on the mission," I said, as I tried to put the image of the herd out of my mind.
"Yes,"
Heiwan nodded.
"We have the superconducting links. That means Arnie and Mateo can get the Hadron Collider working again."
"We're almost there,"
Kat agreed.
"So close to getting on that mothership and ending all this bullshit."
Leo remained silent as he sat with folded arms, and Adhara quietly hummed to herself as she steered, but neither of them seemed overly concerned. So I focused on the winds of the day instead. And getting to play with the ship's plasma cannons had definitely been an added bonus. I replayed the exploding Mapusaurus in my head to keep my mindset in a more positive place. And I lost count of how many times the fucker splatted into oblivion before we reached the dino-infested base. The sky had started to darken into an inky blue, and stars crept out from behind wispy clouds. After the breeding ground, the herd in the field around CERN suddenly didn't seem quite as horrifying, and the view of their lumbering bodies in the evening light was almost calming. Adhara carefully maneuvered the craft beside the dome again, and she lowered us down next to her ship. The beautiful alien landed so the exit faced right out to the visitor center door, and she sighed as she turned off the engines.
"It is time."
Adhara turned to look at me.
"We must make the black hole."
"Let's get these things to the scientists," I said, and rose from my seat. "Good work, everyone. That was some scary shit back at the storage place."
"It was fun."
Leo almost smiled as he got up, and all of my women sent the alien man hostile glances. I snorted when Leo completely ignored their stares, and Kat and Adhara picked up the spare superconducting links while I helped Heiwan up.
"I am fine,"
the Korean beauty assured me.
"Are you sure?" I murmured with a frown. I kept my hold on her hips as I glanced down to make sure she was putting her weight evenly on both ankles, but then she cupped my cheek so I'd look her in the eye instead.
"Jason,"
Heiwan smiled so sweetly that my heart actually skipped a beat.
"You're the most wonderful husband, but you don't need to worry about a twisted ankle, okay? It's not a serious injury."
"I know," I sighed. I just... That scaly fucker was so huge. And you were hurt, and I..."
"Acted quickly to make sure we were all safe,"
the Korean beauty cut in as her blue eyes burned into mine.
"I promise I was more scared for you at that moment than you were for me."
"Impossible," I chuckled. "But I'm glad our plan worked, at least. You're positive you're all right to walk?"
"Positive."
Heiwan smiled again as she popped up on her tiptoes to kiss me. And then she nudged me toward the corridor so I could lead the way out. The image of the Mapusaurus snout at the doorway flashed before my eyes the moment I saw the exit, and I shuddered as I remembered the rancid smell of its breath behind me. It had come way too close for comfort, and I could only hope I never ran into one of its kind again. I held my sharp gun as I jumped through the force field, and I quickly scanned the area as the others came out of the ship. Then we hurried over to the doorway as various dinosaurs roared in the near distance, and we quietly made our way toward the dome. Once we crept over to the wooden structure, I pushed open the door as quietly as I could, and I was surprised to see Mateo sitting cross-legged in the middle of the huge lobby. He had a cushion underneath him and a book in his lap. "Hey," I said, as the engineer snapped his head up with a deep sigh.
"Oh, thank God," Mateo breathed as he got to his feet. "I really wasn't sure if you were going to make it back. I'm glad you did."
"Just about," I said grimly. "You weren't kidding when you said that place was dangerous."
"Is it still infested?" the engineer asked. "Worse than here?"
"By about a million times,"
Becca nodded.
"The whole place is a breeding ground for dinos. There's nests literally everywhere. It's super gross."
"Horrific."
Mateo shuddered, and his eyes fell on the cylinder on my back. "We got three," I said as I swung the superconducting link from my back and I held it out to him. Cat and Adhara did the same, and the engineer quickly took them and held them close.
"Great," he nodded. "I'll get Ani and we'll get to work."
"How long will it take?" I asked, and I dreaded the answer as I thought of the fleets that could appear in Earth's orbit at any moment.
"A few hours,"
the engineer replied, and Becca groaned.
"Oh, we're running out of time,"
she whimpered. "Maybe we should get some rest," I suggested. "If we have a few hours, then there's no point using it to sit around and worry." Becca's face crumpled into a pouty scowl, and I felt frustrated too, but I needed to keep everyone calm. We couldn't do anything until the CERN workers finished their adjustments, and we should take every chance to rest that we could get. Shit was only going to get more intense from here. "I'll take you over to Building 33, I told the engineer. "You need to go in there to fix it, right?"
"That's correct," Mateo nodded. "I'll just run up and get Ani, then we'll be on our way."
"I will accompany," Leo said. "Jason, you should do resting. You did much fighting and physical activity today."
"Thanks, Leo," I smiled. "You're sure you're okay to take them over there alone?"
"I would not offer if I could not do it," the alien replied with a shrug.
"Rest,"
Mateo said to me as he started to head to the wooden ramp.
"You guys have got one hell of a task after we finish up the reset. You probably need all the energy you can get to save the world."
The engineer gave us a final wave as he hurried up the wooden walkway, and his footsteps disappeared into the staff entrance.
"Okay,"
I sighed and rifled my sweaty hair. "We'll head back to the ship for a few hours then. Make sure you get some rest too, Leo."
"I will rest after,"
the alien man nodded, and Adhara patted his shoulder as we headed back for the dome exit.
"Bye,"
Becca called as we left the stoic alien in the lobby, and I pulled open the door to step back into the fresh air. We passed Leo's ship and quickly made our way to the back of Adhara's vehicle. And then the gorgeous alien leapt through the force field and the rest of us waited until the hazy shield buzzed off. I knew I should rest, but I wasn't tired, and I almost felt numb to the distant dino shapes I could see moving in the distance. The sound of cries and roars didn't make me nearly as uneasy as they used to. In a few hours, it could be the end of the dinosaur apocalypse. Maybe I would never have to hear the sound of dino roars again in just a couple of days. The air had gotten colder, and a breeze rustled my hair and sent a shiver down my neck. We hurried inside the craft as something close by snorted, and the force field quickly activated again behind us. Inside the ship, Adhara sat at the pilot's seat as she started to untie her boots, and she placed them under the control panel.
"Anyone else feeling buzzed?"
Kat asked as she ran a hand through her curly hair.
"I feel like I want to run a marathon. That storage facility riled me up." "I know what you mean,"
Becca nodded.
"I mean, not the marathon bit. That's just nuts."
"We should try and rest," I said. "Like Mateo said, we're going to need a hell of a lot of energy when that Hadron Collider gets up and running." The girls nodded, but nobody looked particularly tired or keen to sleep. It seemed that the trip to the breeding grounds had fueled a fire in all of us, and I still felt wide awake as I started to unlace my shoes.
"So,"
Kat said and pulled her combat boots off.
"Shall we just get into bed and see if we can rest?"
"Sure," I agreed as I watched my girls begin to undress. "Or maybe we should try and tire ourselves out."
"Ooh,"
Becca cooed.
"I do like that plan. It's been a while since we've all been in bed together." I do feel too awake.
Heiwan nodded.
Maybe Jason can help us feel a bit more sleepy?
The prospect of going to bed suddenly became wildly more appealing, and I undid my belt and slid out of my jeans as I watched Edhara peel her silver flight suit from her body. The gorgeous alien stood naked in the middle of the craft, and she grinned as she started to walk over to the bedroom.
If anything will get me to bed, I groaned. It is that view.
Edhara glanced over her shoulder as she slid open the door, and she fluttered her emerald eyes before she crawled onto the mattress. The movement gave me a perfect view of her sleek pussy and tight ass, and my lips went slack as I openly stared.
Let's get you into that bed,
Kat purred as she strode over to me in nothing but her panties.
I seem to remember you promising to schedule me in for a good fucking.
That's right. I grinned as I slipped my arms around her waist. I think we can squeeze that in. Becca and Heiwan giggled as they helped each other undress hurriedly. And then they raced over to the bed to join Edhara. Kat pressed her incredible breasts up against me as I grabbed her firm ass, and I leaned down to kiss her passionately. Her soft lips hungrily met mine, and her tongue snaked into my mouth as my cock sprang to life in my boxers. Kat mumbled as she pulled away from my kiss.
Feels like you're ready for bed.
Yes, Corporal, I grinned. Lead the way. Kat took my hand and walked in front of me so I could watch her mesmerizing ass sway side to side. And the other girls had already begun touching each other by the time we reached the bedroom. The sight was enough to make my blood burn white hot in my loins, and I tore my jacket and shirt off in about 2 seconds flat.
Come play,
Becca giggled.
Let your girls take care of you.
My pleasure. I moaned as Kat pushed me down onto the mattress. I fell onto my back, and the gorgeous soldier straddled me as she ran her hands up my thighs. She looked incredible, and I reached up to grab her heavy breasts as she bit her lip.
I think you should taste Jason,
Heiwan said beside us.
He has such a yummy cock. I want to taste also,
Edhara said.
Come help me then.
Kat grinned as she started to pull down my boxers, and my erection sprang free. The alien and soldier then shuffled down onto all fours so their pretty faces were level with my cock. Becca and Heiwan had started to heavily make out beside me, and they let out little moans as they kissed. I could feel Kat's breath on my cock, and the soldier slowly started to plant gentle kisses on my shaft. I groaned as she started to use her tongue, and she slowly ran it up and down the length of my erection. When Edhara joined in, though, it was almost too much to take. I lay on my back in ecstasy as the two girls began lapping at my cock faster and faster, and the sound of Becca and Heiwan moaning together only made the moment that much more enticing.
You taste so good,
Kat whispered as her mouth danced over the head of my dick.
I want your cock in my mouth,
Edhara said, and Kat giggled. Take it then, I groaned. I want to feel inside your mouth. The alien took another long lick before she hovered her lips over me, and she slowly began to take my length into her warm mouth. I groaned as her soft lips wrapped around me, and she began to lower her head toward the base. Kat shuffled up to lay beside me, and she pulled me into a deep kiss as Edhara worked on my cock. I grabbed a handful of the soldier's breasts and squeezed them as she pressed herself against me, and Kat latched her nails into my chest to keep me tighter against her.
Oh, fuck, that's hot,
Becca gasped, and I looked over to see her watching Edhara. The blonde Brit was tangled up with Heiwan, and their hands had begun to wander over each other's bodies.
You guys look fucking perfect, I moaned. I want to see you eat each other out.
Heiwan sat up quickly and giggled as she pinned Becca down onto the bed beside me.
We will give our husband what he wants.
The Korean beauty smiled, and she began to kiss down Becca's body. Edhara started to quicken her movements, and she bobbed her head up and down as she sucked me. I looked down to see the gorgeous alien flutter her silver eyelashes up at me, and I moaned as she took my whole shaft into her mouth with a gagging noise.
Fuck,
I breathed, and Kat leaned in to kiss my neck. Then I looked over at Heiwan to see her face buried between Becca's legs, and the Korean goddess started to lick gently at the blonde's pussy. From this angle, I could see that Becca was already wet, and her beautiful face flushed as she gasped.
"Does that feel good?" I asked,
and the blonde nodded with wide eyes. Heiwan started to take firmer licks and worked her tongue deep into Becca, and as I watched my two wives, I gripped the back of Kat's curly head.
"I need to fuck you," I growled,
and the soldier pulled back from my neck with a grin.
"Please,"
she whispered.
"I want you so deep inside me. I want your cum."
Adhara slowly slid her mouth off my cock, and she licked her lips as she sat back on her ankles.
"You taste so good,"
the alien said.
"I love having you inside my mouth."
"I love it too," I grinned as I sat up. "Your tongue is so good to me."
Becca had started to pant loudly, and her flushed cheeks told me she was close to an orgasm.
"Keep going," I said to Heiwan. "She's about to come."
I watched as my Korean lover's tongue worked, and she licked Becca's clit over and over again until the blonde began to shake.
"Fuck!"
Becca moaned, and she grabbed the mattress as she shuddered. Her juices seeped from her pussy and onto Heiwan's tongue, and the Korean beauty made sure to lap up every drop before she sent me a sultry wink.
"Perfect," I groaned.
"That felt so good,"
Becca panted.
"I'm glad you enjoyed it,"
Heiwan smirked as she sat back.
"Both of you."
"I could watch you all day," I said, as I grabbed Kat by the waist, and I flipped her onto her back below me.
Then I pushed the soldier's knees up as I hovered over her, and I positioned my cock next to her glistening pussy.
"Fuck me, please,"
Kat begged, and her hazel eyes looked at me pleadingly.
"I've needed it for so long."
"I know you have," I said,
and I started to ease the head of my cock into her warm tunnel.
"Oh, you've been so patient."
She was soaking wet, and her juices coated my cock as I pressed deeper inside her. Her pussy felt so tight, and I gasped as I inched my full length into her velvety tunnel.
"Oh,"
she groaned.
"Your cock is incredible, Jason."
I started to thrust in and out of the beautiful soldier, and the other girls snuggled closer as they began to touch each other. Adhara's fingers wandered down to Heiwan's pussy, and I watched as the alien began to press into the beautiful Korean.
"That's right," I growled. "Touch each other. Make her come, Adhara."
Heiwan spread her legs wider, and Adhara gently pushed two fingers into her pussy. I felt lightheaded as I watched the girls, and I grabbed Kat's breasts as I started to fuck her faster and faster.
"Oh, you're perfect," I moaned. "You feel so fucking good around my cock. So tight and perfect."
"Oh, you're so deep,"
Kat breathed.
Oh, I'm gonna fuck you way deeper than this," I growled.
And warmth built in my cock as I forced myself deeper into the gorgeous corporal. I knew I was getting close to an orgasm already, and the sight of the soldier's wide eyes while she shook from the force of my thrusts was enough to send me over the edge. I grabbed her hands and pinned them down over her head as I fucked her deeper and deeper, and the soldier whimpered with pleasure while she let me overpower her completely.
"I want your seed,"
the soldier moaned.
"Jason, come inside of me."
"Say please," I whispered.
Kat bit down hard on her lip as our eyes locked with each other and her cheeks turned bright red as I pounded into her nonstop.
"Please,"
the soldier said in the softest voice.
"I want your sperm, Jason."
"Oh, fuck, I love you," I groaned,
and I took a final thrust deep into her warm pussy before I exploded.
"Yes!"
Kat screamed, and she suddenly shook underneath me. Her tunnel walls tightened around my cock, and I groaned as wave after wave of pleasure swept over me. My climax hit a wall of warmth as I stayed buried deep in the soldier's womb, and my cum spurted into her quaking tunnel until it started to seep out around my shaft.
"Oh, shit!"
I groaned as the room spun, and my whole body tingled with heat.
"Oh, my God,"
Kat breathed.
"Jason, that felt incredible. You were so deep inside me, and you came so much. Oh, I feel so good."
"You're perfect," I whispered,
and I reached down to kiss her. Her warm lips pressed against mine, and I ran a hand over her body as my heart rate began to slow.
Oh, fuck.
Heiwan suddenly moaned, and I looked over to see her pussy trembling against Adhara's fingers. Then the Korean shivered all over and squirted her juices onto the alien's palm, and I felt my dick go rigid in an instant while it was still buried in Cat.
You are very wet.
Adhara purred and kept stroking the moaning woman's pussy.
I like this feeling of you. Oh, I love this feeling of you.
The Korean beauty gasped, and her cheeks were pink as she clutched her raven-black hair.
I'm glad you're having fun with each other, I murmured with a grin. You have no idea how much it drives me wild to watch you all like this.
I like it when we break your brain.
Becca smirked as she rubbed her own nipples.
But I think Adhara looks like she needs good fucking next.
The beautiful alien smiled as she pulled on her silver hair, and I took in the view of her slim body as she looked down at where my body and Cat's were still merged.
I want to be mating on top,
she purred.
I ride on you, and you give me seat deep inside.
Oh, fuck yes, I growled. Come here. I pulled my rigid cock out of Cat, shuffled up to the headboard, and sat up against it as the alien crawled toward me. The sight of her lilac breasts swaying was enough to make my dick throb for another release, and I moaned as she licked her lips at me. When Adhara reached me, I grabbed her slim waist and pulled her close so she was on her knees straddling me, and then I roamed my hands all over her body and slid a finger into her perfect pussy. The alien gasped, and I gently ran my thumb over her clit while I gazed into her emerald eyes. She mewled like a kitten in response and grabbed onto my shoulders to steady herself, and I started to rub her clit faster and faster as I watched her blush a dark purple. "Do you like this?" I whispered, and Adhara nodded vigorously.
"Oh!"
she moaned.
"Jason, this makes me want you deep inside so much more."
"That's the idea," I said with a grin. "Do you need it right this second?"
"Oh, I do."
Adhara whimpered as her gaze burned into mine.
"Make her wait,"
Kat snickered.
"She's so cute and she's dying for a fuck." "No, I need it now,"
Adhara begged.
"I am aching for your cock to be fucking me, Jason. I want it hard and deep. I want your sperm in my womb. I want offspring from you." "Damn, it's quite sexy when she talks like that,"
Becca purred.
"I like speaking in such ways."
Adhara whined as she wiggled her hips closer and closer to where I could penetrate her. I grinned as she instinctively lined her pussy up with the head of my erection, and I let her lower herself down onto my cum-slicked cock. The beautiful alien began to bounce up and down on my lap almost immediately, and her desperate little moans echoed in my ear as her unbelievably tight pussy strangled my cock. My other girls moaned their approval as they watched Adhara fuck me however she wanted, and I held onto her small waist with one hand and used the other to keep playing with her clit. Then I eyed her erect nipples bouncing in front of me, and I brought my fingers up to toy with her there a bit instead. Becca, Heiwan, and Kat laid down together and became a tangle of limbs and deep kisses beside us, and they grabbed each other's breasts and ran their fingers up each other's thighs as they watched me and Adhara make love.
"You two look amazing,"
Becca groaned as Kat started stroking her pussy.
"She really, really likes your cock,"
Heiwan giggled and licked Kat's nipple.
"His cock feels so perfect,"
Adhara whimpered as she began to fuck me faster.
"It is so deep inside me, fills me completely. Perfect mating. No memories of mating this good from my ancestors." "Show him you appreciate it,"
Kat ordered, and slipped her fingers into Becca.
"Fuck him harder."
The beautiful alien's breasts bounced rapidly as she moved up and down, and I started to thrust up to meet her movements. I groaned as I sank even deeper into her tight tunnel, and watching her move with such wild abandon made my dick ache for release. Adhara panted and moaned as her silver hair tumbled around her shimmying body, and every time my girls told her she needed to fuck me even harder, she instantly did as they said.
"Fuck, I'm gonna come,"
I growled while I watched Adhara's nipples jolt in front of me.
"I want you to come with me."
"I will,"
Adhara panted.
"It is going to be here soon."
"No, you'll come right now,"
I told her, and I thrust up forcefully as Adhara bounced. A sudden wave of heat and pleasure soared through me, and my cum shot into the beautiful alien at the same moment as she climaxed on my cock. The beautiful alien was so worked up, her juices seeped out around my shaft and dripped down my balls, and she cried out as she gripped my shoulders tightly and quivered all over.
"Oh, fuck! Oh, you feel so good," I whispered, and I closed my eyes for a second to take in the feeling of pure ecstasy.
"Oh, you put seed inside my womb,"
Adhara groaned.
"It feels so good. I want more. Be sure I have baby."
"I've got more," I moaned as my cock just kept throbbing hungrily. Spray after spray of my sperm gushed into the alien, and she actually giggled as she spread her legs and watched my cock pump into her.
"God, I will never get tired of this view,"
Becca said, and I opened my eyes to see the other girls smiling up at me. They were all petting, fingering, and cuddling with each other, but they were curled up and watching Adhara take my seed like it was a romantic movie night for them.
"What did I do to deserve you all?"
I panted as Adhara gently slipped off me.
"You have a great cock,"
Becca giggled.
"And are awesome at dino slaying. And we are the reward."
Heywan grinned. "Well, I definitely won first prize," I said, as I slid down the headboard and collapsed amongst the warm bodies of my girls.
I needed that,"
Kat said as she rested her head on Heywan's shoulder.
"Nothing makes me sleepy like a good fuck from Jason. The perfect lullaby,"
Becca yawned.
"The best way to get tired is to come absolutely everywhere."
"Mission accomplished," I said, and the girls all giggled. My eyes felt heavy, and I finally felt like I could pass out at any second. Kat and Adhara snuggled into either side of me, and I heard Heywan's breathing slow down as she began to drift off. Becca's gentle snores soon filled the bedroom soon after, and I was surrounded by the warm bodies of the women I loved. Kat's curly hair brushed against my chin as she left a little kiss on my chest, and I kissed the top of her head before I fell into a deep, happy sleep. Then I woke up with a jump as I heard something thump outside the spaceship. The girl stirred beside me as I groggily rubbed my eyes, and for a moment I thought I had dreamed it. It was dark outside, and I sat up and listened for the sound again in the still craft.
"What was that?"
Becca asked as she pushed herself up with a yawn.
I don't know, I muttered. Must have just been a nearby dino. We should go check in with the guys. They might be almost done getting the Hadron Collider back online.
I gently shook Kat, Heywan, and Adhara's shoulders, and the girls started to sit up as they stretched.
"I needed that,"
Kat murmured as I shuffled to the end of the bed.
"The sleep or the sex?"
Becca asked.
"Both,"
the soldier replied with a smirk. I grabbed my clothes and started to get dressed as I headed over for the front window. It was hard to see much outside, but I could see the dark shapes of the surrounding herd as they moved around the landscape. None of them seemed to be particularly close by, but I felt uneasy anyway.
"Do you see anything?"
Heywan asked as she pulled on her pants. "Nothing unusual," I said. "I mean, nothing new, at least."
"Can we use those night goggles?"
Kat asked as she unfolded her top, which had been thrown on the ground.
"The ones we had on the island?" "Yes,"
Adhara nodded.
"They are hung up in weapon room."
Heywan was closest to the door, and she went inside to grab the night vision equipment. The Korean beauty came back out with two pairs of goggles and handed one to me before she gave the other to Kat. They looked identical to regular sunglasses, and weren't bulky or green-tinted like the night vision goggles I had seen from humans.
"Thanks,"
the soldier smiled.
"I know you love these things." "I do,"
Heywan sighed.
"Maybe one day I can play with them without trying to spot things that want to eat me." "You have such dreams,"
Becca snorted.
"Those dreams might come true soon,"
Kat said as she slipped the goggles over her neck.
"You think they've got the Hadron Collider working yet?"
"It must be close," I said, as I put the night vision goggles on and stared out of the front window. As I scanned the landscape, I could see a good few dinos had gone to sleep. There were still some groups grazing and wandering, but it was a much stiller scene than earlier in the day. I tried to work out which one had made the thumping noise, but I figured it might have been something that moved behind the ship. I placed the strap of the goggles around my neck and pulled on my shoes as the girls finished getting dressed. "Let's take all the weapons," I said. "I don't know if I imagined that noise earlier, but there might be something really big skulking around right now." I made sure my blaster and sharp gun were slung over my back and kept an eye on the landscape outside. Adhara grabbed the receiver of the radio and sent a message over to the other ship. There was a brief pause before Leo's voice replied, and his tone was deeper than usual. "Is he okay?" I asked, and Adhara nodded.
"He was sleeping,"
she said.
"But he's dressed and ready to go. We should totally set Leo up with someone,"
Becca said as we headed for the exit.
"We just need to find a chick that doesn't like conversation or any signs of emotion."
"We can play matchmaker when the world is saved," I chuckled. "Everyone ready?"
"Let's do this,"
Cat whooped.
"Let's go meet Atara's parents. And use Jason's abs to save the world,"
Becca cheered.
"I always knew they would somehow."
"Did you?" I snorted as the blonde threw me a playful wink, and I made sure I had my sharp gun ready to shoot. I took a second to listen for any nearby steps, and then I jumped out through the force field into the night air. It was much cooler than it had been during the day, and a shiver ran down the back of my neck as a breeze ruffled my hair. I slid the night vision goggles onto my nose again, and the world suddenly looked like it was in the middle of the afternoon. The muted colors became vibrant, and I could see just as well as I could during the daytime. "I can't get over these things," I muttered as I looked around and up at the pale blue sky.
"Awesome,"
Kat smirked as she put her goggles on, and we spun around as Leo appeared from his ship.
"Good sleep?"
Haywan asked. "It was satisfactory," the alien man replied. "I am rested and ready for battle."
"Good to hear," I grinned. "Let's go." We hurried over the landscape with our sharp guns held tightly and made our way over to Building 33. There were far less roars and cries during the night in this area, and we made it over to the gray building without being spotted. I carefully stepped over the shards of broken glass and ran up the steps into the dim reception area.
"Which way is it?"
Becca asked.
"How do we actually get underground?"
"Good question," I said. "I guess there's a staff entrance, but maybe we could just take the tour one?" There was a building layout on the wall, and I studied it to try and work out how best to get down to the Hadron Collider.
"Jason!"
I turned to see Mateo hurrying down the right side corridor, and his gaunt face had a huge grin plastered from ear to ear. "Mateo," I said, "how's it going?"
"Very well," the engineer said. "It's going good. Arnie's still tweaking everything, but the part change worked. We should be up and running any moment now."
"It's amazing," I said, and I suddenly felt a million times lighter.
"I can't believe it worked,"
Becca squealed.
"So it won't be long until we're on that alien spaceship showing off Jason's abs."
Mateo frowned.
"Sure. Like I said, it shouldn't be long at all."
"Thank you," I said, and I couldn't help grinning. I reached out to shake the engineer's hand, and it suddenly felt like we were almost at the finish line.
"I'm glad we can help," Mateo nodded. "In some small way, at least. You guys are the ones going off and actually saving the world, apparently."
"But we couldn't do it without you,"
Kat said.
"How can we thank you?"
Becca asked.
"Adhara, do you have any gal pals who are into science dudes? Why are you obsessed with human and alien matchmaking?"
Kat snorted.
"I just think the babies would be cute,"
Becca shrugged.
"I have a feeling we might find out soon, too."
Adhara's chiseled face turned dark purple as she smiled, and Mateo raised an eyebrow. I glanced at the gorgeous alien and wondered if the girls knew something I didn't. But then the engineer cleared his throat uncomfortably. Mateo muttered.
"Saving the world is all the thanks I need, but... I mean, if you did happen to know someone..."
The scientist was cut off by a low rumble, and for a second I thought it was thunder.
"Was that this guy?"
Haywan asked.
"Or Becca's stomach?" "Ha ha,"
the blonde drawled.
"I think it was from outside. Probably a dino rolling over in its sleep."
The rumble came again, and this time it sounded almost familiar. And I suddenly knew it wasn't thunder or a dino sleeping. The rumble became a slow, methodical rhythm that vibrated through the floor, and there was no way it was anything other than something very big getting closer. I raced over to the smashed-up doorway and stepped out into the cool night air. My goggles made it easy to see over the distant herds of sleeping dinos, and my stomach dropped as I spotted something move on the horizon. It wasn't one dinosaur. It wasn't two. It was a whole herd. The herd of massive dinosaurs from the storage facility. I had been right. They had somehow tracked us down.